This Teaching English Listening is brought to you by the British Council.
First of all, Jan, can you tell me a little bit about the part of the UK that you're from?
Yes, so I'm from a small village in South Wales called Pontydulais. Pontydulais is about in the middle of South Wales.
Right. And can you tell me a little bit about what you like about your area?
Yes, I really come from a small village, and so it's a close-knit community, and it's pretty rural, really. So there's lots of facilities there, but actually we're kind of country kids when we grew up there.
What mostly happens in that area?
I have to say mostly rugby. Rugby and industry were the two things, and farming was the other thing.
Right. And since you've lived there, which is that from since you were a child?
Yes.
What would you say are the major changes in that area?
I think the major change has been the fact that it's become a lot more built up and, I suppose, industrialised. It's along the M4 corridor, so there's been building all over the place. A lot of the fields, I remember when I was a child, have been built on now with the new housing estates and things like that. So things have changed a lot. There's a lot more people in the community now that we don't know, a lot more incomers, and I'd say... people we don't know, they're just they're commuters, so they don't play a big part in the community anymore. They just live there in the evenings and the weekends. Apart from that, we don't see them. And there has been a positive effect. The school is much more vibrant now, and a lot of the kids are learning Welsh, even though they are English incomers. So yes, there has been a positive effect too, I have to say.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is your region famous for anything, would you say?
Well, we've got a very good male voice choir. I don't know if that makes us famous or not, but Pontydulais male voice choir tours the world, really. So for a small village, that's quite a big thing, really. I suppose we produce quite a few rugby players as well. Ian Evans, Pete Hopkins, people like that.
And what about music?
Well, we always would take part in the Eisteddfod, which is the sort of national music festival of Wales. In fact, that includes all sorts of... activities, not just music, but also poetry and storytelling, and much more, actually. But that's the main thing, and that tours Wales, and recently came to a town near us, which is a great honour for us. And everybody in Wales takes part in music of some sort during their life.
Can you just tell me a little bit about how people speak in your area?
Yeah, it's funny, there's a distinct accent for this part of the world. We call ourselves the Taffs, this is Llanelli, and nearby town is called Swansea, and they have a longer drawn-out sort of accent. But here, everybody, a lot of the people speak Welsh, and that makes the accent a lot stronger. And people say we've got a sing-song type of accent here, and which makes it difficult for some people to understand. But otherwise, I think we speak quite slowly. So often people say we're easy to understand. People do call each other Boyo and Bach and that sort of thing. All right, Bach.